You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Yeah, peace, harmony, pet power. Holy shih tzu, baby. You'll learn how to keep your pets from chewing your shoes or eating your cat. It's all about relationships, baby. You and your pet. Pet. So tune in, turn on, and get ready for the positively grooviest pet podcast on the planet. Ooh, that's a lot of peas, baby, isn't it?
What's this show called?
Oh, Behave!
No, really, what's this show called?
Oh, Behave! With your shagadelic host, Arden Moore. What's happening, Arden? Yeah, baby, yeah, yeah. Tell us.
Welcome to the Oh Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Thank you for joining us. Today, we have a very special guest. I've got to tell you, it's not often a three-year-old can teach life lessons all over the globe, especially when that three-year-old happens to be a cat with three legs. The cat's name is Henry. Now, this is not a show like Mr. Ed where Henry's going to start talking people speak, if you will, but he does communicate his messages very well through his official cat scribe, Kathy Conheim. Kathy, thank you for being on the show.
Delighted to be with you.
All right. Well, we're going to learn more about Henry the Cat and Kathy Conheim right after these messages.
Would you like to go out? Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me. Oh, Behave! We'll be right back after these groovy shagadelic messages. Oh, yeah.
Having a rough day? Longing for the dog days of summer? Think your fun furry friend lives a dog's life? Well, find out everything you're begging to know as Pet Life Radio presents It's a Doggy Dog World with pet expert and award-winning author Liz Palaika. Every dog has his day, and you'll find out how to make your dog's day fun and rewarding every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Pets are part of the family, and when traveling with your dog, there's only one magazine to include when packing your doggy's duffel bag, and that's Fido Friendly, the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog. Each bi-monthly issue includes hotel, city and state reviews, and doggy destinations to explore with your furry companion. Fido Friendly magazine can be found at Borders, Barnes & Noble, PetSmart, Pet Boutiques, and Fido Friendly hotels nationwide. Or you can go online to subscribe at www.fidofriendly.com. So get traveling with your pet today and leave no dog behind. And remember, Fido Friendly's the only magazine dedicated to the travel lifestyle of man's best friend and the one magazine your dog will thank you for.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah, so let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh, Behave!
Welcome back to the Oh Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Today we have a special guest, Kathy Conheim, who, despite having many degrees as a therapist and other worthy careers, she also loves being known as an official cat scribe for this amazing cat known as Henry. Henry is a three-legged cat who now lives in La Jolla, California. And his story, though, is reaching global proportions. I want to ask you a little bit, Kathy, you and I, certainly I know Henry. Henry's one cool cat. But for the listeners who just don't know who the heck Henry is, can you give us a brief bio?
Sure. Henry was born in the same uneventful way that millions of cats are born around this world. He was an outdoor feral cat, and he belonged to nobody. He was born in a litter of four kittens and Julian, which is a mountain town in California.
Known for its great apple pie.
Yeah, right. But he was born in a year following the worst fires to ever hit California, the cedar fires. And he ended up on my property where, unfortunately, until Henry arrived, I hated cats, so it wasn't exactly the best place for a cat to land. And the story should have ended there. Instead, this little kitty with his paw dangling uselessly from his shoulder, this is the beginning of his story. His accident sort of started his life with us. He managed to purr his way out of euthanasia. He managed to get me, who hated cats, to pay for his surgery and to adopt him.
Now that's
a clever
cat.
That's just where the strange story starts.
Right. What is interesting about this is that despite now only having three legs, Henry, I guess it's the missing front paw, right? The
Correct.
Missing front left?
Yes.
Okay. He's really taught you and others a lot of life lessons. You, from what I understand, when you got this cat, you were just stunned that you were going to keep a cat, let alone a three-legged cat, and have to pair it up with your really cool dog, Dolly. For all those out there, is a big, beautiful black poodle named Dolly. And yet, you started writing these just emails to friends, right, to let people know, hey, I got this cat, and wow, look what I've gone through with the cedar fires and the surgeries. And it just started out innocently, right?
Exactly, and I sent them to 20 people, and
okay.
they sent them to 20 people. And then they sent them to 20 people, and to date, I've answered, for Henry, 25,000 letters. So
oh my
somehow,
gosh.
There's something about this cat's innocence and his adventures and what he has to teach us that people resonate with, because people now all over the world are finding Henry. So he convinced me to put his little adventures in a couple books. So we have two books. One's called Henry's World, and the other's called What's the Matter with Henry. And out of these comes the message, which I think you know about, which is called Kibble for Thought.
That's a great line. Can you share a few kibbles for thought if we could get into the mind of Henry through you as cat scribe?
Sure. The first one is just hard things happen. You know, Henry was walking along one day, and we don't know whether he fell out of a tree or got hit by a car. He's never really told us. But he ended up with three paws instead of four.
Okay.
But what he teaches is that it's not what happens to us that makes us who we are in life. It's how we respond to those events. And what we choose to do about our feelings. We all choose our responses, even though we don't always get a vote on what happens to us.
Yeah, so in the case of Henry, instead of having a pity party, how would you describe Henry's personality?
Henry decided to trust. You know, many, many cats who've had accidents are very gun-shy, and they don't want to be around people, and they don't want to be around anything. Henry sort of trusts everybody, unless they give him a reason not to. So he has a sort of innocence of coming up to you and being friendly and assuming that you're okay until proven otherwise. So he had a different response to his woundedness than other tripods I've known who are very skittish and don't get anywhere near people.
You know, that's a good lesson that us two-leggers can take home, too.
That's true. That's
yeah, so
a big deal.
It's
a very big deal. The other thing that Henry was trying to wanted some initials after his name because some of his friends had some initials after. He tried out a lot of ones, but the only one that sort of stuck was JM, which was just me. And
oh, that's
great. Came to be his another kibble for thought, which is be true to who you are. Be mm-hmm. proud. Don't let others make you into anything that you're not. Know when to listen. Know how to listen. Know your inner voice. Just be who you are. Henry's just an ordinary, you know, old country cat. He's a mixed breed cat. He's not anything extraordinary in those ways, but in being himself, he became a handy cat, not a handicapped cat.
Very good. And folks, while we're listening, I want you all to write this down, www.henrysworld.org. That's the place where you can learn a lot about Henry. He's very photogenic. He never turns a camera down, and he gives a lot of messages. He has, in fact, from what I understand, I think the latest headline was in Women's World, where people were so wowed by his story of hope that the editors, from my understanding, got more email responses on that one-page story about Henry than many other stories they've run in recent issues. Is that correct?
That's true. They were getting an average of 15 an hour for days and days after it ran in September in Women's World.
Oh,
that's
my gosh.
Sort
that's
of interesting, Arden. He,
yeah.
he just somehow has become this icon of sort of beating the odds. He's kind of a reminder of that old American dream that seems to be slipping away, that anything's possible and a guy of sort of humble beginnings can make something of his life and give back to others and make a difference. And that turns out to be little Henry.
Yeah, Henry puts the wow in me wow, I really do think. And in that article, there was some advice that Henry came, and you were talking a couple of these points, these kibbles for thoughts. I think another one I think you wanted to share is that in his view, everyone can make a difference.
Absolutely. He says, you know, just because you can't do everything does not give you permission to do nothing. I think we're sort of in an age where we wait for rich people or big government or somebody to do things. Henry's a doer. He just says, I don't care if it's, you know, one kibble or one can of food. Do something that makes a difference, and don't use the excuse because you can't take on the whole world's problems that you're allowed to do nothing.
Right.
He's sort of a kitty that takes one step at a time on that.
And yet, he is reaching out to many, many different groups. I mean, what started for you as an innocent, hey, 20 folks, I'm going to share with this news about this cat that's in my life, to now thousands all over the world. You mention a lot, and I don't mean to play a pun here, but it's a classic one that you talk about a lot, is play the paw you're dealt with. What do you mean by that? And what from, you know, this whole show's about behave. It's about our relationships with our pets, and I'm just blown away by this cat.
Well, you know, so many times people say, you know, I can't do this, or I do this if, or I can't do this but. Henry's a sort of no ifs, ands, and buts guys. There's
okay.
Just no blame. You have to play the paw that's dealt you. And that's pretty much his message to all who have things happen to them. None of us go through life without some hardships and some events we wish never happened. Probably the most unexpected place that Henry's going now is his workbook and books are going to be going to all of our wounded veterans and their families to help the children and the families open the conversation about woundedness and how we deal with this paw that we've been dealt, mm-hmm. and how we cope with it and how we develop a language for it. And Henry becomes the vehicle because he's a wounded animal that's reaching out his paw to help these kids who don't exactly know what happened to their families. And somehow Henry's gotten all the way up to the Pentagon. And
oh my gosh.
Paying attention.
Did he go through security clearance?
Well, his person who went in his behalf did, and even brought us back keychains to prove that he got to the Pentagon.
That's one big mighty cat. Wow.
Indeed. But you know, his ability to open this conversation of how we deal with our disappointments. You know, we might not have had an arm blown off in Iraq, but all of us have disappointments in our lives. And you just sort of have to play that hand and stop making excuses and saying, well, what am I going to do? And why was I dealt this hand? And what am I here to do? And how am I going to do that? So that's one of his other kibbles mm-hmm. for thought.
What lesson has Henry taught you? You've done a lot of good deeds in your life, and you've done the Real Woman's Project. You seem to be the kind of person that's available to help others bring out the best in them. But yet, you didn't really like cats. And you didn't go out and be mean to cats. You just didn't understand cats. Cats weren't really in your radar screen. What lesson do you think Henry has taught you?
I think the biggest lesson that Henry has taught me, which I sort of knew but didn't think it applied to me, was hate is learned. It's easy mm-hmm. to hate what we don't know about. My mother had polio when she was a youngster, and she grew up partially paralyzed. She loved watching the birds, and cats killed birds. So all I heard from when I was as little as I can remember was, cats are bad, they kill birds. So I hated cats. I never really had any experience with them. I just hated them. And I guess the biggest lesson for me as I look around is there's so much hate and there's so much divisiveness in the world. And mostly I suspect it's because we don't understand those people who are different from us.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's what Henry brought back to me. I don't think of myself as a prejudiced person, but I really didn't like cats. But I also didn't know any cats. So the gift he's given to me is to open up the whole world of the cat kingdom. And being amazed that, you know, it was 6 decades before I ever really petted a cat or even knew a cat. And now, you know, here I am spending 10 hours a day helping be the voice of a cat is just beyond my belief.
And you're scooping the poop, too.
Yeah, hey, with the strike in Hollywood, this is life is stranger than fiction. Nobody could write a story like this.
No, I'm waiting for Henry's story to be on the big screen. I know the two books that you have written have gotten a lot of attention. In fact, even some awards. The What's the Matter with Henry, from what I understand, you are a finalist on the National Best Book 2007 Awards for the animal and pet category. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Oh, my gosh. And then last year, you won it as a book from the Cat Writers Association. They give these very cool awards out called the Muse Medallions. And don't be amused. They're very, very coveted. And I know Henry couldn't make the appearance, but you did accept it on his behalf, correct?
That's true. And sometimes he puts it around his little neck and schleps it around the house.
He has three paws, but he doesn't seem to be very mobile impaired, if you will. I've seen that cat leap on the counter and drink from the water bowl and just soar like a NBA center from a stance.
What's amazing is, you know, when he walks slowly, he sort of has a limp. He has a funny gait. But when he runs, he uses that front paw as a pole vault.
Okay.
And he just runs like the wind. So it's sort of like sometimes we take something that looks strange on one level, like his walking slowly does accentuate his gait. But mm-hmm. when he wants something, suddenly that little one paw becomes that vault that gets him to whatever he wants quicker than any other animal, including our very fast poodle, can get there.
Oh, my gosh.
Nothing that Henry can't scale.
That's great. Well, folks, you're listening to Kathy Conheim from La Jolla, California. She is the proud cat scribe and pet guardian, if you will, of this amazing cat known as Henry, J.M. J.M. stands for Just Me. You're listening to the O'Behave Show, and we'll be right back to learn a little bit more about what Henry's up to, including his secret dog gal pal. Stay tuned.
Would you like to go out?
Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me.
Oh, behave. We'll be right back after these groovy, shagadelic messages. Oh, yeah.
School's in session on Pet Life Radio with Teacher's Pet. Learn how to communicate with your pet, train your pet, and see the world from your pet's point of view. You may even learn a few tricks yourself. Teacher's Pet with pet expert and author Sarah Wilson. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah, so let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh, behave!
Welcome back. You're listening to the Oh Behave Show. I'm your host, Arden Moore. We're talking with Kathy Conheim. She has a wonderful, amazing cat by the name of Henry, J.M., stands for Just Me. He has garnered headlines all over the globe, the latest being in Women's World, and I guess he had a story picked up from the Baltimore Sun by a lot of different newspapers. If you do a Google search on Henry the Three-Legged Cat, you will get more than 50,000 hits just on this cat. The cat even has his own website, henrysworld.org. He, through Kathy, writes every day giving advice and guidance to dogs, cats, and people all over the globe. But like all of us, it's important to have good friends and a good circle of friends. So I understand now Henry has a gal pal by the name of Tink. Can you tell
Henry
me Tink's
has
story?
A dear girlfriend.
Oh, girlfriend.
It is right, his special girlfriend. And Tink is an extraordinary little miniature doxy who only has two legs. She's minus her front paws from birth. Mm-hmm. And these two animals just adore each other. They run around the house and play and cuddle and curl up. And whoever invented the thing that humans fight like cats and dogs was wrong.
Right.
These two animals just love each other. And Tink also knows no boundaries. She found an orthotist in town that, through four or five attempts, made her a little set of wheels, and that dog can now skateboard around. She's got this little harness on with her front wheels, and now she can chase Henry in every nook and cranny of the house. And
oh,
does.
That's great. Well, didn't Henry, share the Valentine's Day poem that Henry, quote, wrote for Tink.
Well, I don't even think I have it right here with me.
Oh, my gosh, okay.
I don't know how that happened, but they can find it on the website.
Okay, henrysworld.org.
henrysworld.org, and you just go under Tink. And he wrote a very, very special little poem to his girlfriend because he loved her so much, and he wanted her to know just how special she was to him. So they've been just special pals since the day they met in January, and they're inseparable. And now Tink has a three-legged little doxy sister, and Tyler keeps wanting to get in on things. But Tink and Henry are just an entity, so they sort of stick together.
Yeah, well, I'm looking on the website now, and you actually have, isn't it on YouTube? Henry's made YouTube. That's pretty cool. On the debut episode of Lassie's Pet Vet. Hey, not bad. Does
there's
Henry have his own agent?
There's a four-minute film on Henry and Tink on YouTube also. All of those things you can link to on our website when you learn more about Tink. But if you click on the Tink part, you'll see his love poem to his girlfriend.
Okay, I got to find where the Tink part is. Where is that on the thing? What's
it's
the matter?
On the front
oh, there's
page.
My girlfriend. Oh, there it is.
Tink.
There's the poem. I got it right here, folks. If you don't mind, I'd like to share this with our listeners. To prove that cats and dogs do not fight, that they can be great buds, here's the poem for Tink as written by Henry the Cat. Roses are red, violets are blue. My new love's a dog. Her legs are but two. Together we play. We more than have fun. She bounces to find me. Boy, can she run. Some say we're disabled, but not Tink and I. We play like all others. The time, it does fly. She stands on two legs, and I stand on just three. Two kindred spirits, Tink and just me. For those that Tink is not more than just swift, let me remind you, to me she's a gift. What limbs one's endowed with is not really the point. It's what's in our hearts that our souls do anoint. So Tink is my playmate and also my love, a two-legged doggie sent down from above. Forget what is missing. Be here and now. Count all your blessings. We'll show you how. So all you dear humans who come watch us play, remember what matters. Live fully each day. Man, I got goosebumps.
That's our boy.
That's our boy. Oh, my
and,
gosh.
You know, these two animals do this, and when we think of reaching out to the wounded coming back from this war, those are the messages we want them to know, is that you have to live with the life you've been given now. And we have six C's we want family members and kids to remember. One, you didn't cause your family member's wound. You can't cure it, you can't control it. But the three things that we can do in all of life is we can help by caring. We can communicate feelings, we can choose health by making healthy choices, and we can celebrate who we are and whom you love. And those are the kinds of things that Tink and Henry do, and they model those behaviors. Arden, if you could see some of these military guys holding Tink with her two little legs and wanting to have their pictures taken with Henry and Tink to send to their girlfriends and their moms, it's like these two little animals become role models for them of how they can then go on and deal with life, whatever happened to them.
Right. How does one become a Henry Paw Pal and also be able to connect with Tink?
All they have to do is write Henry on the website. It says email us, and I have a cast to prove in my hand that 25,000 letters get answered. So if people write to Henry, Henry writes back. And part of how this has spread is people tell people tell people. Henry has sold over 15,000 books, and there's not one book in one bookstore anywhere in the country. All the profits that are sold from the books go to animals and animal groups and to help people pay bills, all sorts of things. But they're all for animals. When we're giving the books to the children, that's to help the children. There aren't profits on those books. But every book that somebody buys retail, all the profits go to animals.
What are some of the groups that you've... Yeah, what are some of the nonprofit groups you've worked with, and how does a nonprofit
all the
PAWS
groups, the Humane Society, we sent a lot of help to the different groups in for Katrina, Noah's Ark, and some of the things, the ones that were rescuing, Best Friends, Focus in San Diego, Friends of Country Animals, Friends of Cats, both domestic and wildlife. Any group in the entire country can buy either or any of Henry's products at cost and sell them retail and just keep the profits for their organization. It's real simple. They just tell us they want it for animals, and we sell it to them at our printing cost, and they just keep all the the money to help animals anywhere in the world. So Henry's not, you know, a great bookkeeper or businessman, and he trusts people a lot. So if they just say, you know, I need 50 books and I'm going to give all my profits to animals, then he makes a deal with them.
That's great. I'm looking at the store. Yeah, you can get Henry's World Book with a music CD, What's the Matter with Henry, the children's book. There's a birthday calendar. There's bookmarks. There are poems. There are postcards. You can make donations. Doesn't Henry have a pretty ambitious goal? He's only three. What's his goal?
He thought it was ambitious, and now it's sort of tripled. His goal originally was to earn $1 million for animals, but now he seems to have a goal even beyond that, which is to really start a national conversation about how we deal with our disappointments, our woundedness, our distress, our disputes, and that becomes an even bigger mission. There won't be as much profit for animals, but the better human beings are, the better they'll be able to take care of their animals. So all the books that are sold on the web, all those profits go to animals. We're not earning a penny on
great.
Any of this. His cat scribe is working free. So that's a direct pass through. But the ones for children, whether we're giving them through First Book in Washington, D.C., or we're giving them through the military, those are a direct pass through for kids. And we have many people who are underwriting those to bring them to our wounded and the families so that they have a chance of finding a
Explain a little bit about First Book. A lot of people may not be familiar with that
First
organization.
First Book is a wonderful organization out of Washington, D.C. that gives books to children who have never had a book of their own. That may be a strange concept to some of your listeners, but there are many kids who've never owned a book. So First Book deals with 16,000 nonprofit agencies, and they get books in the hands of these kids. They give them to them. And Henry donated 5,000 of his books to help the children of Katrina, whose books all blew away, and to help the children of the military. Now, that is not a very big donation because they get millions of books from Simon & Schuster and people like that, but Henry's made a bigger impact with his 5,000 than most of the publishers.
It proves it's his small but mighty reach, if you will. He may only have three paws, but he can sure take on the corporate world of publishing quite handily. Pardon the pun.
Well,
you knew that was
coming. He's got the
body
of a kitten. He's got the heart of a lion, and that's our...
Rawr! He roars! You know what?
He's
kind of glad.
He's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad Henry didn't do the conventional route, because that's not his stick, right?
No. And that's what's sort of interesting. You know, we sent this to six or seven publishers of children's books, and everyone said it's not a children's book. But by the way, children are relating to it all over the country. And the children's book, when we say it's a children's book, some children have little bodies and some are trapped inside of big bodies. We're all kids. And Henry speaks to that kid inside, you know, like every person who talks to their animal talks in a different voice than they talk to the regular world. That's the voice that the Henry's books are too. And
that's
some of
great.
Us are, you know, 50 or 60, and some of us are 5, but in that 60-year-old is a trapped 5-year-old who talks to their cat or their dog in that voice.
Knowing Henry, what I also like about Henry is he is totally, quote, a feline human in the standpoint he's not perfect. He doesn't always do the right thing. How many times have you had to go after a three-legged cat that has become a Houdini?
He's an escape artist.
What
he tells us is that, you know, he grew up in the outdoors and he loves the smell of freedom and all the bugs and all the smells, and he doesn't understand why he just can't go out. We live on a canyon and we've been told that a three-legged cat would be fodder for coyotes. So he's actually made us feel guilty enough in these 3 years that we're about to build him an outdoor enclosure.
I'm a fan of that. I love bringing the outdoors in safely to cats, and I think Henry deserves that because, you know, they do get to have a lot more, and it's in a safer environment. So if you need any help on that, I can help you out on that one.
Watch out, you may be put to work.
Hey,
Henry's idea of an enclosure is to take in the whole world.
That's right. Well, I did a critter condo for my Furry Fab 4 on my house and with a neighbor friend, and I got to tell you, I'm so glad I did because it's a safe way for my cats to get some fresh air. They never get a drop of water on them. You know, life is good.
Do they ever come in? I'm afraid he's going to go out and never come in again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They know where the food is. They know where the love is. By having a safe outdoor enclosure for your cat, it gives them the freedom, but also strengthens your bond because they're not so tethered, if you know what I mean. they know that they have the indoors and the outdoors, and it's a good thing. So we'll work on it.
We're definitely building him an outdoor condo. He said that he works for nothing, but he wants his outdoor condo.
That's so funny.
So he sort of twisted our paw in that way.
Yeah. Is there any other kibble for thought you wanted to share with us? I don't know if you've covered them all, or is there another one?
Well, we covered the five that he has, but, you know, there's a few that aren't out there yet that he's working on now. And I guess a big one is don't ever pass up an opportunity for a random act of kindness. You know,
okay.
So often we walk by and we don't help the person across the street, or we don't give the person a cut in lines, or we don't do the small things that says, this really matters, and you matter, and I noticed you, and I noticed you're hurting, or I noticed you're doing something. So he never passes up an opportunity to that. And the other thing is to dream big, but fill your days with small actions. You know, it's great to be a dreamer, but it has to be packed with some action. So he's big on letting your dreams be as big as possible, but then on a daily basis, figure out how you put one paw in front of the other to get a little closer to that outcome that you want.
That sounds great. So what's coming up for Henry? What can some of our listeners look forward to in the world of Henry?
Well, I think the biggest thing that they're going to look forward to is finding that he's going to have a really large impact with our military, which is probably the most unlikely thing in the whole world, that this cat is going to somehow get through and be able to help on the human level and the animal level to so many who are coming back wounded. You know, it's well known that animals have special healing qualities and that people who love them and care for them live longer, but this is a virtual pet that heals and saves lives. So I think they're going to read a lot about him. I have this dream big, and he does too, that his kibble for thought will one day be bigger than Chicken Soup for the Soul, that you'll find workbooks in every area for caretakers and for children in hospitals and for everywhere, because kibble for thought are just small bits of nourishment that you can take in and assimilate and hopefully will help you with some of the daily things that we're challenged by.
Well, folks, we're listening to Kathy Conheim, who is the official cat scribe for this amazing cat known as Henry, J.M., just me. You can learn more about Henry's world, which he has described as a three-legged cat's view of human absurdity, an email odyssey, on his website. Yes, his cat has his own website, henrysworld.org. And I salute him, and I salute you, Kathy, for all that you're doing for the 2, 3, and 4-leggers out there. It's really been an honor to have you on as a guest and to consider you as a friend.
Well, it's also that for us, and we totally admire and respect all the work that you're doing to make life better for animals, and you're Henry's hero. Thank you. <too. laughs>
All right, that's great.
Except you're going to make Pink behave. She's not so sure about that.
Yeah, folks, my next mission is to help a 2-legger doggy learn how to be have some doggy etiquette. That's my challenge coming up.
She just thinks being cute is all she needs to do.
Doesn't always work that way.
For her.
That's right. Thank you very much, Kathy. Folks, go to henrysworld.org. And I got to tell you, this cat I've had cats all my life. I have never met a cat like this. And the messages that you give in Henry's speak, if you will, are far more powerful and effective than any psychologist could offer, I guess, because you really get into the cat mind and the innocence with a mission and with a purpose. So I give you a paws up, too.
Thanks so much. It's great being with you.
Well, if you'd like to know more about today's show or get a transcript of the show or any other show on Pet Life Radio Network, please go to PetLifeRadio.com and click on the Obehave Show. I also want to take this opportunity to thank my producer for making this show possible. He makes this so much easier for this technologically challenged host. And if you have any questions or comments or ideas for a show, please zip me an email at arden@petliferadio.com. So until next time, this is your host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words for all you 2, 3, and 4-leggers out there. Oh, behave!
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Oh, yeah. So stop by our pad every week and get switched on, baby. Switched on to the show that's all about attitude. Oh, behave. With your groovy host,
pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Yeah, baby, yeah. Every week on demand on PetLifeRadio.com.